Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill Baker.
Hey, what's up? It's Jessica.
And thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us right here on our podcast.
Be sure to check us out Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Power 101.7.
Tons of news and entertainment, prank phone calls, win huge prizes, question of the day with relationships, and so much more.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and get notifications when we upload new content.
Now let's check out another new segment on our podcast.
All right, we got an email in that we got to go over. And it says, Bill and Jess, hello. I'm 99% sure that my best friend's getting catfished. Catfished by a man online, and I don't know if or how I should say something to her about it. Here's the backstory. She is an absolutely wonderful person, 44, never married, who always puts others first, unfortunately has very low self-esteem, so it's hard for her to put herself out there. Well, she tried dating apps again, and a man I'll call Kevin reached out to her with compliments, and they started talking through text. Seemed fine at first until I recently heard that he was telling her that he loves her. Now, the problems are, number one.
So these are the red flags.
Yeah. All right. Number one, they're only an hour apart, but haven't met in person yet.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Number two, they only FaceTime twice and, quote, the camera on his phone broke.
Okay.
Okay. That's ding, number
ding,
two.
Ding, 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 ding.
All right. All right. And number three, when they were finally ready to meet, his construction company won a contract in Dubai. And he had to leave for a day or two. Once there, he asked her for money because he needed to pay his workers after a bank screwed up.
Enough said. We're done.
Clearly a million red flags, but she's still my best friend. She's very sensitive. I'm afraid that she'll get really upset with me if, you know, and then just stop telling me any information if I tell her, like, come on, stop, you're getting catfished. Any advice would be greatly appreciated. Thanks so much, and always love the show. Well, the red, like, it could have. There could have been some potential there until you told us the red flags. Because those are, like, classic prime examples of getting catfished. Okay, you're an hour apart. You haven't met yet. Okay, fine. Okay, fine. You've only FaceTimed twice.
Red flag is really, like,
the red flag is really coming over on the second one, but it, like, is over on the third. Okay. The kind of coming over, FaceTime twice and your camera on your phone was broke. Come on, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you're ready to meet, your construction company won a contract in Dubai and you had to leave. And then you had to ask for money because you had to pay your employees. Stop it.
Yeah, that's the part.
Stop it.
That's the part. Never send money. Never, ever, ever.
So what does she do? Does she just leave her go? Does she just continue to, like, just be a friend to listen?
It sounds like she said it's my best friend. If it was my best friend, I would be like, come on. No.
Yeah, but you're, like, crushing, like,
I understand.
Crushing her.
I understand.
And then she could get mad at you.
She's going to be crushed even more. But you're losing money.
But is she going to, like, stop? She's going to stop. She's going to distance herself.
Well, I mean, then is she really, truly your best friend? Because you're, like, trying to look out for her best interest.
Then she's going to think that you're making her feel stupid.
No, you're just saying, like, look,
she's going to feel that way.
This is not legit. This isn't real.
You don't know that.
Yes, I do.
How do you know?
So let me think here. Okay, yeah. So there was a couple instances. I had a friend of mine who, similar situation, she met someone online. They were, you know, messaging back and forth.
Okay.
And you do start getting close to this person. Even though you never met this person, whatever it is with the communication, you start getting close to them.
Okay.
And you start building this bond. And you start having these feelings. And it was similar where I think they talked on the phone. But it was something funny with the FaceTime. She couldn't see who he was. They never had a visit. They never could see each other. There was a distance thing there. And then he started asking her money.
That's right there is when it starts.
Country. And she went to the bank. And it was the bank teller who, you know, recognized her. It's like, I know who you are. You bank here all the time. Like, yeah. You get friendly with where you bank at.
Right.
And she said, no.
Don't do this.
I will not allow you to transfer this money.
Wow.
I will not allow you to send this.
That's a good friend right there. Give you That's advice. A good friend.
And that
yeah.
was from the bank. She said, I'm sorry you're going through this. You know, I do really feel for you, but please don't. And she didn't. And then she knew, but it was her bank teller that had to break the news and say, please don't send this money.
This Have you ever been catfished before? Or maybe you had a friend that was getting catfished. Does this friend tell her friend, like, come on, stop.
Like, please don't.
Because she said that she's 44, never married, very sensitive.
I know, and that's
finally met somebody who she can connect with. They talk.
I know. I get it.
302-858-5117.
And now there was another man who works at the grocery store that I go to.
Okay.
And he met someone online. This one, he's not being catfished, but she lives in another state. And so he got close
with her. People
meet
people online all the time.
Yeah. He got close with her and they do FaceTime.
Okay.
And all the things.
Well, then that's normal.
But.
Kinda.
She won't come here and he won't go there.
So why?
I don't know why. I don't know the situation. They're just not ever planning.
Ever?
I mean, this has been going on a while.
Well, and now
years.
Really?
I mean, yeah. And I feel
that's weird.
He's into it because it's like a companion. He talks to her every day. He sends her money. He does.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it is. They do FaceTime. So it's not like he's being catfished. But I feel like she's just kind of taking advantage.
Yeah.
You know. And
so
built
hold
this
on.
Relationship. He doesn't. He's gotten to the point where he lives here.
All right, he lives in Delaware.
Yeah.
And then where does she live? Any idea?
Ohio, I think, is the state.
That's not, I mean, that's far, but that's not like.
No, I know.
Crazy.
I know.
It's not like California.
Yeah, no. But this has been going on for years, and I think he enjoys the companionship. He enjoys talking. He enjoys what they've built, but he sends money.
That's crazy.
And they're not. Like together physically.
Yeah.
They live in two different states. So that's not catfish, but there are people and stories that are like that.
Too. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Do they do like anything on virtual? Look. I'm just asking.
You're adding.
I'm kidding. Three.
I ain't getting into all that.
Yeah, but I mean, like, eventually, like, you know, a little something.
Look.
You did say they can see each other.
I did not get into any of that.
302-858-5117. Again, girl writes in, says that her best friend's getting catfished by a man online. She don't know what to say. They live an hour apart. They FaceTime twice, but of course, conveniently, the camera's always broke. No.
There's so many
scams. And then all of a sudden, he's like, oh, his construction company won a contract in Dubai. Really? Did it?
There's so many scams.
He's like,
out
oh,
there.
Can you transfer this money to Dubai so I can pay my employees?
No.
Okay, guy. Really? And she don't know how to tell her friend because, you know, her friend's like all into it.
Yeah, she's like invested.
She's probably in love with the guy. The guy's telling the girl that he loves her. And again, she's never been married before. She's very vulnerable. She's, you know, very sensitive.
Yeah.
What do you do? She don't want to lose her friend. 302-858-5117. Help the girl out. It's Bill and Jessica Show. It's 901.
Watch the Bill and Jessica Show live on TikTok.
I love TikTok.
Monday through Friday, 6 to 10.
I never miss a morning.
At Power 101.7 FM.